Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Newfoundland.
Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? You are back once again in my realm, pregame radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. It is Saturday, January 22nd, 2011. Got a real big show for you tonight. Whole lot of surprises. We got guests coming through. We got Nimrod, you know what I'm saying? Brand new artist coming through. We got some traction on play. We're going to get in his head a little bit, a little Q&A, all that good stuff. You can try to give him something light. And who knows? Now, I'm saying I'm not an artist rapping on, but hey, I might do my little Big Tigger, quick little 30-second freestyle thing tonight. But call us up, 347-857-4302. We're going to get into the first pregame throwback of the night. Queen, stand up. LL Cool J, I'm bad. You know what I mean? We'll be right back, pregame radio, because I'm bad. I do it like that. You dig?
Mr. Bogart in charge, not a punter or a hunter from a rap pool. The original
Yeah, we are back, pre-game radio, Saturday night. I'm feeling real, real good tonight. I want to thank everybody who tuned in for the special edition on Wednesday. We blasted off all those who tried to get in. Sorry if you guys get in tonight. I'll try to get everybody on so they can say their piece. They want to bust around real quick, you know, a quick little sum. And we're going to try to get it going like that, keep it moving. Like I said, we got Nimrod to be on the check-in in a little bit. But as always, without further ado, we got Lady Steele in the building, as always.
What's up?
How are you doing today?
I'm fucking drunk.
Oh, that's great. So we're going to have Lady Steele on rare form tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Also, we got the ever-present, always here, always knowing. She always got the right shit to say. I don't know even how to really word out to explain it, but Ebony's in the building. Eb, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's popping. It's good.
All right, so like I said, I want to thank anybody who tuned in with us Wednesday night for Ladies' Night. It was a big success. The numbers was crazy. Also, without further ado, Dave the Smart Guy's in the building. Dave, what's popping?
What's going on, player?
All right, now, your area has been the center of attention as of late. You know what I'm saying? For those who don't know, the Rockland County, the feds hit that shit like a hurricane and scooped up a whole lot of people. Mostly, mafia people, right?
Mm-hmm. Mobsters, hustlers, you name it, man. The DEA and the FBI was going hard on Rockland County, man.
Yeah, so
two federal agencies.
It was real crazy out there. It was real crazy out there this past week.
It was insane.
You know, it was real crazy. And also, for those who are members on the Facebook page, on Facebook, the pregame radio group page, also members of the fan page, you guys already know, New York City has one of, like, the highest herpes rates. So please.
The highest what?
Herpes rates.
Get out of here.
So please, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Don't go for the scam. Cover the clam. You know what I'm saying? We try to have everybody safe, healthy, and always able to come back and enjoy pregame radio. So please wrap it up.
A raw dog and touch something. There's a couple people that need to go and dip in the wrong thing.
Well, regardless, just be safe and watch what you're doing, pretty much. We're going to be right back. I'm going to get into the second pregame throwback of the night. We're going to get into it after we come back. We're going to get to our dumbass of the week. By then, the homie Nimrod should be in the building. And we're going to get into the topic of the night, which is, should your partner's past encounters, endeavors be a factor in the relationship? So you guys think on that. Call us up, 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back on pregame radio. And I'm Brooklyn Black. The squad is here. We all here chilling. So come chill with us, and we'll be back.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC. On a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hung select on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped off the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some truckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns in my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Observe, I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your side. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
Girl Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah. We are back live pregame radio. So you see, I was in that type of mood. Like I went way back, 80s and blood up to the 90s a little bit. That's where I was feeling. You know, that's the kind of mood I had today. I'm gonna get into this one call ahead. Last 4 digits is 7353. What's good? You're live pregame radio. What's good? Hello, caller, you there? Last four, 7353. Ann, you there?
Oh, hello. My name is Ann. I need a number. I'm like, what you talking about?
Yeah. It's all well and good. So it's good, as you see, we played the joints. We're about to get into the whole dumbass of the week thing, and that's normally where I let but take it over, so we're going to get back into it and push in the call room. So I'm going to have you laugh a little bit real quick and then bring you back in when we start the actual conversation. So keep it locked and we'll be right back with you. Ab, you got something? You ready?
Yeah, what's good? First off, I want to give a shout-out to the Joy White and Carl Tyson family for the return of their daughter, Carlina White, who was kidnapped from Harlem Hospital approximately 23 years ago. That is a story that is especially close to me because I, you know, was of a certain age when this story came out. Actually, I had my own child a year later, and that was a big concern. And it was actually Carlina being kidnapped that started a whole new policy with how they take care of newborns in hospitals now. That's why they have these electronic bracelets monitored, and you got to have the same number on your band as the baby band. They go through a lot, and it's all because of her, and I just want to congratulate her and her family for getting her back home.
That's what's up.
Yeah, my dumbass of the week, and I really, you know, I don't know what I can say about this. I just don't understand how certain shit goes down. Maybe it's just me, but my dumbass of the week would have to be the 103rd Precinct Station House in Queens for somehow allowing a person who has already been convicted of impersonating an officer, allowed him into the station house where he was able to break into the locker of a NYPD lieutenant and stole his 9mm pistol, and then went back a day later and sold it back for the $100 for the $100 turn in the gun, no questions asked. This is just mind boggling to me. The gentleman, what was this dude's name? Ronald D. Shields. Apparently, he likes playing officer. He's even gotten into arguments with people in the street and handcuffed them while lying and saying that he was a member of the police force. He's been convicted twice of posing as an officer and as a corrections officer. Like I said, how do you get it? How do you walk into a precinct and get as far as the locker room, break into the locker, steal a gun, and leave all unnoticed? If anyone has any family members in law enforcement, somebody who could actually call in and just tell me how this is possible. When I've been in precincts several times, and as soon as you walk in, it's all eyes on you. They know that you don't belong there and you don't work there, so I'm just trying to figure this out. But, yeah, the 103rd Precinct in Queens would be my dumb asses for the week, for not even just getting the gun stolen, but for paying $100 to buy it back.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, but can I elaborate on that, actually?
Please do.
I work with law enforcement, actually, on a very regular basis, though. I mean, it's part of what my company does. I'm actually a firearms instructor. I'm NRA, and I'm IDPA certified. The thing is, though, when you walk into a police station, like, I mean, if you've got laminates around your neck, or, like, if you're in a full, like, actual, like, patrolman's uniform, which odds are he probably was, I mean, if you've got your cap on, you don't bother taking it off when you get inside. Nobody really gets a good look at your face. You can actually just walk around free rein, really, though. I mean, as long as your shield looks official. If it looks correct, I mean, you ever heard the old saying, though, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, sometimes it's not a duck. Guess what? It wasn't a fucking duck. It's relatively easy, though. I mean, and I'll give you another example of a time where people impersonated officers and nobody thought any the wiser. Who here has heard of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre during the Prohibition era?
Okay. Of course. Uh-huh.
Well, they lined up a bunch of, like, fucking gangsters, put them up against the wall, the guys dressed as cops, the hats down, nobody really thought anything of it, and they fucking killed, like, something like 18 people with fucking Tommy guns and shit.
That would seem in time with the era. It was Prohibition. We're talking 2011.
No, but that's crazy. No,
that's
but the
crazy.
Fact
you mean
that,
to tell me if I look somewhat official, I can just walk up? Okay, granted, I can walk up in there. Okay, now I'm in the locker room. Nobody noticed a person breaking, and he didn't have a key, which means he had to make some kind of noise to break in to the locker to get the gun out. Nobody heard that. I've worked a lot of places. I worked in places where there were four floors in the building. But best believe, if I saw someone walking around that I know for a fact just did not work there, then I'm stopping you. Hello, hi, you lost? You looking for someone? You looking for something? Can I help you? There's just no way. And this day and age, that's kind of scary if you think about it, because what else could a person walk into a precinct with and walk out with?
true indeed.
That is true.
Also,
that is
I got a dumbass, and this was brought to me not even a couple of hours ago, but y'all niggas seen Vaz Cartel? Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, he's a reggae artist.
He's a who?
No, this Vaz Cartel.
How old?
With the whole skin bleacher thing.
Huh?
You talking like he pulled the Sammy Sosa?
Sammy Sosa.
He's been doing that for a long time now. It's not like he just did it.
Yeah, but now it's just horrible. Like a friend of mine said, you look like you work at a haunted house, man.
Like,
why do that to yourself? Because like, even with him, like, it just looks awkward. Like, those who are by a computer, just go to Google.
Well,
Google by a cartel. You'll see him when he was dark-skinned. And now just imagine him like Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa looks like Tom Hanks now, you know.
No, he doesn't.
Crazy.
He just
this stupid ass. He should be sitting on a raft yelling for a fucking floating fucking volleyball, yo.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
That's crazy.
They do this, like, guys that complain about women that wear weaves, like how you're going to go from 2 to 20 inches in a day, like how the fuck are you going from dark skin to light skin? Like, no one's going to notice. I don't get that.
I don't know. I wish Michael Jackson
was
alive. I got to ask him on
this. You know, he can't say he got vitiligo or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, we know what he's doing, so it's... You know, we bought that with Michael. We bought the vitiligo thing with Michael. You know, we bought that because, you know, Michael's a totally different situation, totally different class. But when Sammy Sosa did it, we're like, yo, what the fuck? But now, I hope this is not the new trend that's going to sweep Hollywood and all of that. But,
well, unfortunately, it goes to show you that money can't buy you happiness or love, because
like
this person, you say, who's famous for, well, I don't know what he does or whatever, but, you know, is not satisfied with something about himself, with how he looks, that he's going to that extreme. So, I mean, we all have our things we do.
Light versus dark, though.
Yeah, we all have our things that we do, where it may not make sense to anybody else, but it makes a lot of sense to us. Who knows why he's bleaching his skin? Maybe, you know, he was called blacky, darky, or whatever. Maybe he lost a bet. Maybe he, you know, he fucked up. He got some kind of process, fucked it up, and now he has to bleach his skin and make it look even. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Who knows? But I know that sometimes with things of that nature, where people alter their bodies and do certain things, it's, you know, we can't really be that judgmental, because who knows what you do to fix yourself if you had the money to do it.
I do a lot. Cool, I wouldn't do that, though. Bleaching it out.
All right, we're gonna see, because I see Angie, she got her hand up, ready to say something. Angie, what's good? You guys starting to weigh in on this topic?
Yes, considering I'm the one that broke the story for you, I have a lot to say about the topic, about Vibes Cartel. If anybody has any questions, go to www.takethisserious.com and the whole story is there. Now, Vibes Cartel is a dancehall artist that's been using what he calls cake soap for a long time. He was the color of Shabba Ranks and Beanie Man, or maybe even darker. He is now the color of Britney Spears. He looks like a ghoulish... He looks like he works at a haunted house, 300 and just every day. He just looks like a ghoul. He literally has the features of Beanie Man or Shabba Ranks with the complexion of Britney Spears. It just doesn't look right at all.
He looks like
Tyrone Biggles. He looks scary. He literally looks like he works at a haunted house, like a ghoul, like a goblin. And he's basically saying that what he's doing is equivalent to white people tanning or black girls wearing weaves or white girls getting lip injections and blood implants. But what he doesn't understand is a person could take their weave out. A tan goes away. You could get a spray tan. This man is bleaching his skin, not only his face, but his neck, his arms. You have to see the picture. Go to takethisserious.com. You could find out the information there. And it's just a really, I mean, clearly he has self-hatred issues. And, you know, it's just sad.
Yeah, that's
at the end of the day, it is his choice, though, and it is his body that he's messing up. So whatever makes him happy.
It's just so fascinating to look at him because it's like he doesn't even look right. He looks almost like a science exhibit. Like, it's fascinating to stare at him. It is his body, but he winds up he's deforming himself. That's like plastic surgery that gone wrong when you just look at a person and be like, you look like an art exhibit. That's how he looks.
Like,
where you just want to stare at him.
Themselves forever, but you can't tell them anything because they see what they
see. That's what they want to do with their body. It is what it is. But, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our musical guest has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say what's up. Big round of applause. Big pre-game welcome for the homie Nimrod is in the building. Nimrod, what's good, man?
What's up, baby? What's up? What's good? What's good? What's good with y'all, man?
Hey, slow down, man. We chilling, man. Welcome to pre-game radio, dog.
I'm good. I feel honored to be here. What's going on, man? I see the promotion was heavy.
We've been going over our dumbass of the week. You know, we covering the whole Vibe Cartel breach and the scamming. You know, you've been with us for a minute. You know what's going down.
You know, I've been listening.
Anything you want to say on that?
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. That's weird to me, man.
Have you seen the picture?
I've seen the picture. He looked like. He looks like Vanilla Ice to me.
Oh, my. He looks crazy. Like a ghost.
No, he looks like Tyrone Biggums from Chappelle's Show.
Oh! Nah. When Dave Chappelle plays the white guy?
No, that's Chuck Taylor.
Nah,
you know who he looked like for real, though? You know the dude on the game? The one with the bald head?
No, he don't. That guy looks good. That looks like a freaking, he work at a haunted house. Like, he has powder makeup on.
Yeah, that's who he looks like. He looks like the light-skinned dude from the game.
You talking about Jason.
Yeah, Jason Pitts.
I would like to say that was a hot single, by the way.
It was. They was hating. They was hating on the show. The audience was hating.
That show was overrated.
You mean underrated?
It's overrated,
we're gonna stop this conversation in the game right here, Nimrod, because half of the staff members here are off air, so they will like eat you alive on this one. We're gonna leave it here.
Vibes Cartel was worried about somebody slapping a black out of him.
Vibes Cartel is crazy.
Yeah, he looks weird.
Special look. I would have done him off of his swag alone, but now I can't.
Just can't fuck with it.
I like his music, but I just can't do it. I can't look at him without busting out laughing if I was to see him in person and have a conversation with him. I would have to really compose myself because I wouldn't be able to, like, he really looks bad. I would be like,
just can't take him serious.
If he listens, don't take it personal. We can still do a song together, but, you know, can't do it.
His music is crazy.
Yeah, we just can't be in the video together.
Yeah, his music is still hot.
For those who don't know, we got 90 minutes left of showtime. We got Nimrod in the building. Nimrod, introduce yourself. Tell people where you from. What you repping, man? What are you bringing to the table?
First of all, name is Nimrod. I'm Brooklyn Finest, LI representative. You know what I'm saying? I'm signed to KG Music Group. That's the label. You know what I'm saying? Valentine is the clique. Federal District is the army. Cal Cognac, that's my manager.
Yo, this shit
Black
crazy,
Rotto.
Man. I don't know.
You know what
I'm
I mean?
Crazy. We're recording it, but he's crazy.
So you know, that's what I'm doing right now, man. Doing the tour thing. You know what I'm saying? We about to go to L.A. in March and tear it down. We just came back from Boston. But that's what I'm doing right now, man. We got the mixtape coming to y'all, My Town, with the movie strip following right behind it. You know, we're very busy, so we're doing a lot of things, right?
So, matter of fact, we're going to get into that track. Tell people about the track, My Town, a little bit more history about it before we get into it real quick.
My Town, you know what I'm saying, thanks with the help of Bino, you know what I'm saying, that's one of my artists that I'm working with right now, you know what I'm saying, part of my label, Valentine. I got my own label. You know what I'm saying? He's featuring on the track. You know, originally, you know what I'm saying? You know, he came up with the idea with the situation, but you know what I'm saying? He just like, we put it together and we ran with it, you know what I'm saying? So from there, we came up, like, with a whole movie thing to do, a movie called My Town, you know what I'm saying, which is in the works right now, is what we're working on. So, you know, that's a big record right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, they played it on 10.5, you know what I'm saying? And they played it on there on the unsigned, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop, so they played it for that. So, you know, that's a big record, man. We're trying to get that on everywhere across the world. You know what I mean?
All right, well, here you go. World premiere on Pre-Game Radio. Check it out, My Town. Homie Nimrod's in the building. We'll be right back. Pre-Game Radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302.
Shit. Valentine, baby. KG Music. Money Green, baby. Come on.
My skin's up until the sun come up. Hips get rising when the sun goes down. Get it linked to the town. Be a man, you better stand your ground. You're gonna have to put a body on that new straight town. My skin's up until the sun come up. Hips get rising when the sun goes down. Get it linked to the town. Be a man, you better stand your ground. You're gonna have to put a body on that new straight town.
Brooklyn backing him, L.I. backing him, my team. Like sagging him, say something wrong. I'm detaching him. Bean don't know he got niggas that a clap for him. I can walk you through it, you know, talk you through it. Everything sounds like music whenever I talk to it. That I'm about to do, acting like you out of your mind, take your mind out of you. This 8 to 3rd, spit that's beneath the curve. Stuck, it's up for change, rings and furs. Drive by fast, vision brain in a blur. I dare you to try it. Shells leave you skinny and a crackhead on a diet.
Come on,
when they come
on.
To pressure, NY to apply it. Take the wild out like an L.A. riot.
My niggas hustle till the sun come up. Hips get rising when the sun goes down. Get a thing to town. Be a man, you better stand your ground. You're gonna have to put a body on that new straight town. My niggas hustle till the sun come up. Hips get rising when the sun goes down. Get a thing to town. Be a man, you better stand your ground. You're gonna have to put a body on that new straight town.
All the time, I blow out your brain and show the whole world your mind. I kidnap you and your daughter. Cut your body up in alphabetical order.
Why, yeah, you oughta.
Give your life pain and torture. The fifth on the fifth, it'll flame and scorch ya. I'm a man of my word, a man that's a verb. Hunter that'll put your fucking brain to the curb. I don't deal with these cowards, I'm the man of the hour. Shells rain down, you call them the lead showers. Only respect money and power. In the kitchen over the pot, think I'm dealing with flour. Johnson and Johnson, nigga, I'm dealing with powder. I feel like Nas, I gave you power. It's my hood, my block, my truth.
Come on,
it's Valentine, you suck my.
My skin's up until the sun come up. Hips get rising when the sun goes down. Get it in your town. Be a man, you better stand your ground. You're gonna have to put a body on that new straight town. My skin's up until the sun come up. Hips get rising when the sun goes down. Get it in your town. Be a man, you better stand your ground. You're gonna have to put a body on that new straight town.
All right, yeah, what's that, Rob? My town. We got a homie Nimrod in the building doing a damn thing. I like that track. But before we get it back in, of course, we got to, you know, what's the word? You know, huddle up, so to say, the pregame stack. Lady Steel, how'd you feel it? Lady Steel, you there? All right, we'll get back to her. Tech guy Jay Lewis, what's poppin'?
What's up, man? What's up?
All right, how'd you feel that track, man?
That track was alright. I'm feeling that.
Well, I was like the beat, the whole delivery. I was like I said, I was totally digging it.
Yeah, it was flowing.
Ed, well, how'd you think on that track, Ed?
I liked it. It sort of reminded me of Smith and Wesson. I don't know why, but it just did.
Word, you had that, like, that old boot camp clip feel to it. Word, I'm with you on that one. Let's see, where'd this guy go? This dead smart guy, how'd you feel on the track?
He was dead hot fire, man.
That hot
like,
fire.
I really liked it. I really fucking liked it, though. It was just right, something, it was gritty. I liked it.
So right now, the homie is 1-0.
First try.
It is good.
So,
I love
Samurai, that was, you know, that's a real good bang right there. So, of course, so that's going to be on the soundtrack, right?
Yeah,
my man's name is Nimrod?
Yeah, that's going to be on the soundtrack. We're going to do the remix with Toe Trump, Reek the Villain, Uncle Murder, Young Vino going to be on the remix, Enjo, you know, he produced the track. He's a rapping singer, and that's my engineer. And then you got me. And then we trying to work out a female artist to get, you know, female on there. You know what I mean? We're working it out. So, you know, but we,
okay.
That's going to be the lineup for the remix, and the remix going to be on the soundtrack, too.
Oh, that's what's up. We're going to take a call. The last four of your digits is 6921. You're live on pregame radio. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Young Ox, South Huntington. You already know, 11746. Rob, what's popping, baby?
What's up, baby? How you, baby?
Ain't shit, my nigga. You know, on his dower.
Yeah,
you know, I got to
that's
so
my man right there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
you know, that's got to call, show my love and support and all that.
That's what's up, baby,
right, no
man.
Doubt.
All right, my nigga, but you already know, baby, do your thing, man. Holler at me, I'm in the hood, man.
No, I got you all day, baby. You know how we do, Sewell and DK. Holler at your boy, Dick.
It is. You ready?
That's what's up, you know. So, any odds, come on, you know, tell your people, call up, say what up, you know, show love, show report, you know, and all that good stuff. And we get it on, we get them on air, say what's up, and all that good shit, right? So, remember, how long have you been doing this? Like, have you just picked it up and started doing it? You just had the luck to be around the right people, or you just been building this since, like, you was five? What you been doing?
I've been off and on, you know what I'm saying? I was running with Jim and Max B for a certain point at the time, you know what I'm saying, like in 2004. And, you know, that kind of faded, you know what I'm saying? And I say since, like, 2005, I've really been on my grizzly with it, you know what I'm saying, like on my grind with it. A lot of things I had to do myself because I didn't have no manager situation and stuff like that. So everything was mostly me. You know what I mean? But like the last two years, everything has been working out real good. I got a great management team behind me right now. You know what I'm saying? And we just reaching for the stars, dog. Today I just had a big thing with Universal, and it's beautiful. They had a nice little showcase thing, and I went down there today. My management set it up. And you know what I'm saying? They loving the kid, Universal loving the kid. Shout out to everybody at Universal. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I'll see y'all next week. So everything is just moving, man. Just moving. We're trying to get those dividends. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So you were doing it for a minute. What were some of your influences?
Of course, you know, Big, Hov, my brother AZ, rest in peace. You know, Red Cafe. Definitely a big influence. Max B, he the one that showed me how to rhyme. If it wasn't for Max B, I wouldn't even be rhyming right now, to be honest with you. So shout out to him.
Max B, man.
Yeah, you shout out to Max B. Hold your head, baby. That's it right there. You know, I'm real simple, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. All
right, that's what's up. We're going to get to this next joint, I'm Hot. You know, why don't you take us into that show, you know, introduce that right now.
I'm Hot. That's made up by my dude Enjo. Again, you know what I'm saying? Engineer, shout out to Engineer. He does all my beats. He do whatever I ask him to do. You know what I'm saying? He do a West Coast beat, anything. We got my girl Popular on the hook. So, you know what I'm saying? It's moving. And that's a club joint. So, you know, me, I'm versatile. I do anything. So, you know, that's what it is.
Okay, so that's what we're about to get into it. I'm Hot. Nimrod's in the building. Call us up 347-857-4302. Questions, shout outs. Now I'm saying
all my people in the club running around, but they gonna take time not to call in. They ain't in the club right now. I'm home. I'm family in it right now, but everybody in the club right now doing their thing, you dig?
All right, that's what's up. So like I said, call up now saying get your shout out, you all bust it quick, and we could do that.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. It's pregame radio, man.
Let's go.
Why, baby?
Oh no, oh no.
Just get your body free.
I'm on another level. Ain't no one higher.
like a single. Tell your boy what your angle. Body like Alicia, face like J-Lo. Overseas love, introduce you to peso. Fix you all up, little mama, call me Mako. I like the way that you move, but I wait though. Patience is the virtue, bend you over, work you. But excuse me, what's your name? Where you from? Possibly that I'll take you home tonight. I got cheese in the stash for the snatch, yo. Yo, little house down the Tahoe. Little island in Morocco. With a waiter named Pablo. Introduce you to my condo. Let you run around for the weekend. Know it feels different, but mine let it seep in. Car, no keys, credit card if you need it. Charge it if you see it, your part if it's weeded. Dress on dress, red heels with the slippers. I own little yacht, you calling me Skipper. Excuse me, miss, what's your name? Where you from? Hopefully, possibly, then I'll take you home tonight.
Yeah, that was the second joint from our featured artist of the night, Nimrod. I'm Hot. Nice little club banger. You know, I can see people, you know, jamming to that with their drinks in their hand and all that good stuff. It was all good. But, of course, not only my say-so matters, but, of course, it matters to the people. And we're going to mix it up a little bit. Smart Guy, how'd you feel on it? Yeah, nobody's paying attention. Yo, Smart Guy.
Yo.
How'd you feel on that joint, man?
I don't know. It's kind of just like it felt a little lukewarm for me. I don't know. It almost like, I mean, I liked it, but it almost felt like, I don't know, it just felt too familiar for me. That's all.
Okay. All right. Ab, your thoughts?
I like it. I definitely see myself listening to it while I pregame, twirling my hair, whatever. I feel it. I like it.
All right. Andrew, how'd you feel on the track, Andrew?
What's up? I definitely liked it. I feel like this song was better than a lot of stuff that's on radio right now. I like it.
All right. Check out what you say.
I was feeling it. For a second, I forgot I was listening to a new artist on pregame. I wasn't even paying attention. I just started listening to the music and reading the tweets.
Wow. Okay. So it zoned you out for a quick second. All right. So, remember, yo, you two for two tonight, man.
Yeah, listen, it ain't me. It's the people, you know what I'm saying? Without the people, I ain't even that important, you dig? So...
Sure, but you know, it's the talent you're displaying, man. You know, you're coming to the people. You know, you're bringing it to us, because you know we're the people you're gonna be selling to. You know, you get shot universe. You know, we the ones gonna be buying your albums, downloading your stuff, making the ringtones and all that good shit. So if we liking it already, we got you halfway through the door.
Yeah, halfway, baby. Then I get to take all y'all out. I get to take all y'all out for brunch. You dig?
Because
we like
to eat.
I like to eat too, so you know, we just got lost the chisel or something. You know,
that's,
you know,
what's
I do.
That's what's up. Yo, Nimrod, man, the way mainstream hip hop, the direction is going today, like, are you giving yourself that mission to try to bring it back to its former glory, or are you just trying to redirect it once again?
I like the way it was before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel a lot of these dudes are saturated in real garbage. And yeah,
microwave rappers.
Yeah, they real garbage to me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know, I don't appreciate a lot of their music. You know what I'm saying? There's only a handful of people that I don't even listen to rap music. To be honest with you, I listen to R&B music. I listen to the other stuff. I don't even listen to rap music because it doesn't make me jump out of my seat. Only once in a while I may hear something that makes me jump out of my seat, and that's very once in a blue moon or so.
Mm-hmm.
I can't jump up out your seat. Kanye West, he came back very hard, even after everything that he's been through with that situation with this snatching the mic from that girl. I don't know what he was thinking, but even after that situation, he came back very hard. Lil Wayne has not missed a step. He took a vacation and he came back and he has not missed a step. You understand me? So Wayne definitely Wayne. And that's it.
Okay.
And shout out to my dude Reek the Villain. Up and coming.
Hi.
He's a problem. And I listen to his music. And everybody needs to check Reek the Villain out, man.
So if you had your iPod, the top 5 tracks on there right now would be what?
Kanye West, Hova, Reek, and Red Cafe. And Lil Wayne. I'll listen to nothing else. That's it.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Man, we got one more track from you, homie. Get Up. Tell the people about that. Take us into it real quick.
Oh, Get Up is very, like, it's very different. Something that I did, something new I ain't tried. It has two-part harmony with Injo. Again, shout out to Engineer. I love him. He's a monster. Every song that y'all heard tonight, he has done. So that just lets you know his talent on beats. Injo and my man Big Dave, and they back and forth singing part harmony, and it's just something different for me, you know what I mean? So I don't know, y'all just let me know what y'all think about it, baby.
All right, of course, you know that's what we're going to do, because what we're doing is pregame radio. You know, here at pregame radio, we're not like a whole bunch of yes men just because they got a snatch or a hook. Yeah, that's just hot. Nah, you know, because all of us, we listen for a different thing. Like me, I listen for the delivery. I listen for the beat. I see how, you know, you rock with the beat. You know, Ed might listen for something else, and Smart Guy may listen for something else, you know, so we all listen to different things. So when we collectively say we like it,
we like it on
a lot of different fronts, you dig?
Right. It's important because if you don't have an appetite for it, then why are you doing it?
Get up with them. If you ain't hungry, why are you trying to eat? But we're going to get into it. Get Up, Nimrod, pregame radio, Brooklyn Black. Call us up, 347-857-4302. You want to get on air, press the number 1. I'm trying to get to everybody tonight. So if you're calling, you're getting on air, word up. I promise you this, and we're going to do it. We'll be right back. Pre-game radio, Nimrod, the whole pre-game staff, but we'll be back.
Shit. Valentine, baby. KG. Huh? And Joe. Brooklyn. Come on.
Tell people here that I'm good. I'm gonna be straight. I'm no good, but I'm on my feet. So I get up.
Come on.
Right. I'm just trying to knock me down.
Damn.
Take my crown. Shooters on deck, so we won't back down. Make them get up.
Come on.
I said, hey, watch the fellas. Watch the put your hands up.
Chillin' fur, ice for the heat.
Come on,
these niggas are so shitty.
Always talking dicks with this church and niggas. When it comes to this life, I love it and live it. And if I talk about it, young man, I did it. My car goes different like a snowflake. When I talk to a bro, I'm like, oh, wait. I clean you up nice. Okay, I got money in the game. Come on, let's see.
I'm good, I'm gonna be straight. Up to no good, but I'm on my feet till I get up.
Get up. Get up.
Don't try to knock me down and take my crown. Shooters on deck, so we won't back down. Make them get up.
Get up. Get up.
I said, baby, that's the fellas. Get up. Put your hands up, cause you love us. To the top now, we won't stop now. Take it to the top now, we won't stop now. Maybe hustlers, fellas, hustlers. Put your hands up, cause you love us. Take it to the top now, we won't stop now. Take it to the top now, we won't stop now.
I'm on that last train to Paris. Sean Dunn carries my life is so lavish. How can I stop? I'm so above average. With me and this money, they says no sex in the champagne room. I pop the top of corks with Roman dudes. You're a liar, broke, a goddamn fool. I'm a rich young man, I try to call pain. My soul to take the clouds away. You think I was a superhero, how I changed the day. Shit, keep that little change of pain. I'm a surfer in this game, oh mama, I'm just riding my way. I show you what that life look like.
Right.
If you show me what that price look like.
Right.
Far, far, cause my price is right. Your game is tight, you learn by the end of the night. You can leave the building. Coat.
What is that, velvet?
I got money in the bank, I'm kinda selfish. Hell deal with a broad, that's what hell gets.
Hell.
I dropped the top on the champagne. So you can see how a real man do things.
Real man.
How a real boss move things. This
is so good. Yeah, I'm good, I'm gonna be straight. Up to no good, but I'm on my feet till I get up.
Get up. Get up.
Don't try to knock me down, take my crown. Shooters on deck, so we won't back down. Make them get up.
Get up. Get up.
I said, baby, watch the fellas, watch the put your hands up, cause you love us. To the top now, we won't stop now. Take it to the top now, we won't stop there. Maybe hustlers, fellas, hustlers. Put your hands up, cause you love us. Take it to the top now, we won't stop now. Take it to the top now, we won't stop now.
What's good, peoples? You already know it's your girl, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my flows with Tartar Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy? Yo.
Yeah. We're back live, pregame radio. Yo, that was good up, homie Nimrod. Oh, man. Yo, that right, man. I'm just going to get into everybody else's thing. Hey, what you think?
I like the music, but when it came to the chorus, I found myself kind of giggling, and I don't think I'm supposed to be doing that. But all in all, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it like a 7.
All right. Lady Steele, what are your thoughts? Look, she says she's ready. Look, I told you she's in rare form tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Never seen Lady Steele like this on pregame radio. Angie, what are your thoughts on that?
I liked it. I could definitely hear Red Cafe on the remix. I could hear like 50 spitting on it. I liked the song. It was cool.
Wow, Angie over here name dropping big names.
No, what I'm saying is I could hear, like, listening to the song, I could hear Red Cafe in my mind getting on it. I could hear 50 getting on it. Like, it's a song that one of them would excel at, you know, on the song. I can hear it. So that's what
Okay, that's what it is. Smart guy, what'd you say, man?
It was different. It was different. Different in a good way, obviously. But again, like I was said before, I mean, you really can get like 50 jumping on there. I mean, it's got a lot of potential, though. I mean, even as it is, though, I mean, if I heard that on like Hot 97 or like Power 105, honestly, though, it would be a real welcome departure from the shit they've been playing lately. So that's a good thing.
All right. Pep Godre.
I like the ambition. I like the fact that, you know, you try to make all of your music a little bit different. You know, everything's a little bit different from the last one. I think you need to clean up that hook a little bit. You need to work on the hook a little bit. Well, I think it was a good track.
All right, so are we on the consensus is the homie Nimrod 3 for 3 this week?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. It's all good.
It is good.
You know what I'm saying? He has Pregame Radio seal of approval. So when you see a tweet from Pregame Radio or from me or anybody else about him, notice you're going to see Pregame approved at the end of that tweet. He is fired. Check him out. Nimrod, man, you were getting love here today, man. Everybody call us up, 347-857-4302.
Yeah.
So, Nimrod, man, anything else you want to get it, man, like future projects, who you see yourself working with?
We're going to be working with Red Cafe pretty soon, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? We got to see how that work out. But
you should work with
him. Yeah, definitely. We're definitely trying to do that. We're trying to set that up. We're trying to set up Joel Ortiz right now. That's going to happen, definitely. Joel Ortiz is going to happen probably next month.
Yeah, he goes in.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's my dude from Cooper. That's my dude from Cooper Project. Shout out Brooklyn Cooper Project, Marcus Garvey. You know what I'm saying? My family out there. Yeah. Brooklyn's the best, baby. Holler at your boy. Yeah. But, that's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And we just looking forward to the deal, man. Like, I'm hoping everything go good with Universal. You know what I'm saying? And we're just looking forward to this deal. Shout out to Lady New, Miss New Shoes. She's my new publicist right now. You know what I'm saying? Working with working with Strong Allen Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? KG Music Group. You know what I'm saying? She's doing a lot of promo for your boy. You know what I'm saying? And we're setting up a lot of radio shows like this one right here that I'm on right now. You know what I mean? So yeah, we making moves. You know what I'm saying? And everything looking great, man, for the new year. It's looking great. It started off slow in January. But we still in January and it's moving beautifully, man. So you gonna see your boy, you hear your boy on the radio maybe by I pray to God everything go good by March, man. We're going out to LA for March. So everything is just moving, man.
Alright, no doubt. Now it comes to a point in time when the featured artists get on, you know, play their tracks, you get in their head, you know, get the Q&A going like we did.
Right.
Before I say anything else, there's anybody else on the line got anything they want to ask the homie Nimrod before I ask what I'm about to ask him?
Nothing too exciting.
Nobody?
Yeah, I got a question.
Good luck and
congratulations.
Huh?
Yeah,
but
I got a question, though.
Okay.
What's the difference between the music you're hearing now and 10 years ago? And 10 years from now?
Wow, the hunger. The hunger's not the same. You hear it in these rappers' voices. It's not like it used to be. Like, even with a lot of artists that's out still now, they change. Like, it's not the hunger the way it used to be. It's a lot of bubblegum crap. And, and you see
free tone
it.
Bullshit.
Yeah, and you see it, though.
Because the urgency is not there anymore. The money's already in the game, so no one's hungry because back in the 90s when hip-hop wasn't on the map and it was poor and everybody was struggling to get what they have now, the urgency was there. The hunger was there.
Yeah, it's just like, and I hate to say this, but you see it. Like if you look at basketball, the NCAA, the college basketball, if you look at the NBA basketball, it's a different hunger. They hungry to get to the NBA, you know what I mean? And it's like once you get there, it's like, well, my toe is hurting. I don't want to play for the game. I'm out for 3 or 4 games, you know what I'm saying? But when they was in college, if their toe was broken, they'll still play.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So the hunger is different. And when that happens and people don't have the same hunger that they used to have, you get the saturated crap that's out there. It's only a few artists that remain hungry, you know what I'm saying? And it's one of them that I respect too, and I can't believe I forgot to even mention them. Was Dre? Dre hasn't missed a beat neither, and he says I would never put out no garbage.
Thank you.
I'd rather delay my whole album for well, he delayed that album for 5 years, 6 years. He was waiting for the detox so he can make it hot. Understand me?
He said, I'm not going to put garbage out there and give y'all. And I respect that from an artist. If you're just coming out putting bubblegum crap behind everything, I don't have no
love. Because these microwave artists, they're not seasoned like the old artists. The old artists had to go through a boot camp to get on. They had to, you know, to go through a lot. And these new artists, it's all about money. They just pop them in the microwave, pop out a hit. They're one hit wonder, make a little money, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm tired of this street swag shit.
All right, that's what it is. But now back to my question for the homie Nimrod. Can you give us a light? Can you give us some light? Can you give us some light? Can you give us some light? Yeah, I give you some light. Some light.
I give you some light. You know, I said I'm the devil, motherfucker. I spin up with fire. Gun cock deck, they gon' sing like choirs. When it's beef, what? I blow like tires. And I only do this one for my team, they riders. I'm an icon. Lay up, lay pipe long. Catch me on your web, wdick.com. Nuts is kind of sick, but the dick is the bomb. Only wear ice that you can ski on. Only fuck with chicks that you can ski on. Pee on. In the morning, they be gone. I'm the type to leave your body out there with the stars. I'm rich, motherfucker. I'm trying to buy Mars. I'm a pimp. I only get heads in type of foreign cars. Different type of whips. You couldn't imagine the shit. I like the five, but I feel better in the six. If the clip don't work, then I'm aiming at your head, nigga. And that's it. That's like, that's something a little light. You know what I mean?
That was something like I was talking Shirley saying I might do it, but yo, I don't even need to. Like, that shit right there, like, I'm ending my rap career. I'm retired. I ain't even trying to do that shit. No, man, I'm good. I'm out. I'm out. Like, I'm going to finish this track up that I'm working on called Yeah, and it's going to be like a 30-second song. Once I put that out, that's the end of my rap career right there. Big shout out to the homie Nimrod for coming through. We got a caller. Last four digits, 0034. You are live pregame radio. Let people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Oh, shit, am I on? I'm on? Can you hear me?
You on, man.
What's up, Brooklyn? How's it good, baby?
Brooklyn,
good. You know who I am. I'm from the Brooklyn area, 718, holler back. You know who
it is. Okay, okay.
All right,
LFD is in the building.
LFD is in the building. You know this.
Did you come in to give us something light as well? You going to give us something light real quick?
Nimrod
just checked the bar real quick.
Oh, don't do that to me, Brooklyn. Don't do that.
Okay, all right, but you know, so right now,
next time I got you. Next time I got you.
Any artists who come through, just know Nimrod has set the bar. All right, download this show, listen to it, listen to the shit he was saying, because that right there, that's the requirement. Now, I mean,
I'm feeling it. Like, when I come back on, when I call again, I'm going to be on par. Trust that. Trust that. I'm going to be on guard. I'm feeling it.
All right, so before we let you go home, you want to get any shout-outs going?
Okay.
I mean, I just called to just say what's up, what's good, what's happening. You know, I haven't called in a while. You know what I'm saying? Just tuning into the show.
I love it that you called tonight when I'm on. Did you ever call in a while? I appreciate that you called when I'm on tonight. I appreciate the love, man. Brooklyn go hard. L.I. go hard. You know what I mean?
All right, that's what it is. Hey, caller, man, I'm gonna throw you back in the call room. Listen up, like I said, Nimrod, you're welcome to stay and chill, chiming on the conversation at hand, but we about to get into it. Before we do, though, do you want to throw out any more shout-outs, anything like that, because we're going to go into a next track, and we're coming right back in with the topic, should your partner's past endeavors, encounters, however you call it, be affecting your relationship? So I know a lot of y'all have been thinking on shit, because I see the hands shooting up and everything, but we're going to get into that in a second. I'm going to go up to this joint. New Mr. Dope Flow, I Get Fizzy. We got Nimrod in the building. He's rocking out with us.
I'm gonna stay
big
on.
Shout out.
big shout out to everybody over at NFIR Radio. They over there doing their show right now. Miss New Shoes, Miss Brooklyn, LV the Boss. So shout out to them. We
yeah,
there
shout
to
out.
Let's
big
shout out. We'll be right back. You dig?
I get busy. Read between the lines, I'm insane with the punches. The game's in my clutches. Watch me light this shit on fire like a flame. Put the judges. Me, your boy with the sword fight delivery. Y'all probably all sick of me, but never be as sick as me. I don't play all day, this is me, right? Bar so doped up the flow, due for rehab. You're dealing with a sicko, a motherfucking rapping force. I flame these lanes, I'm something like a rapping torch. On the MIC, who do it better? I go hard as Bogart, them seven-letter rappers. Your boy bad, so they label me a trouble rapper. So when I spit it, you can dig it like a trouble scrapper. I see these niggas hating on me, cause I'm known to do beats dirty like I drag them through the mud. You niggas don't astound me, the flow's like a ratchet, I clap it. Cut the bullet like you serving for the county. Blast.
I get busy.
To the left, to the left, niggas get your mind right. I am in a limelight, you love it how I grind, right? You in my zone, welcome to the twilight. If time is money, then money rule my time like. Spit game superb, wordplay solidified. Watch how I jet them, I'm like Beckham, how I kick these lines. So fuck a hater, they thought this merely peasant status. I destroy instrumentals, I'm a living savage. I do my thing, watch me do my thing. I'm so sick, I spit up the flow switch up like moves that swing. You fuck boys, the homo type, dudes that swing to the other side of the fence like group was playing. I smash bitches and leave them there, I hit and run them. If life's a bitch, I hope shorty feel me coming. They like folks at top where he gon' go. Game time's approaching, this a pregame flow. Whoa,
I get busy, I get busy.
Yeah, we live. That's we back. That was Mr. Doflow. I gets busy. I did the shout out to him. He from LI too. So, Nimrod, you know, y'all might want to hook up because that track right there was kind of ill, man. What you think on it?
Yo, like I said, who was that again? What's his name?
Yeah, that's Mr. Doflow. I believe he's also known as Spooter, Spoda, something like that.
Son is a problem. Where he from?
He from LI, my dude.
He from L.I. Wow. We need to link up. He from Long Island. Hey, listen, the only one that I heard that's spitting fire from Long Island is my dude, Rick DeVillain. I ain't heard nobody else spit fire besides that.
Yeah, you got to check that dude out. Don't worry, I'll make the link up via Twitter and all that in a little bit.
Yeah,
send
that to the kid. I need that.
But before we get into convo, tell people how to get in contact with you, Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
Yo, Facebook, it's Nimrod005. Twitter, it's Nimrod005. All my stuff linked up together. I'm a big problem. You can Google your boy. All you got to do is type in Nimrod, N-Y-M-R-O-D. You know, that's how I spell it. I don't spell it with an I. I spell it with a Y. You know, so that's how you can check your boy out, man. And it's big. When somebody can Google you, that means you're doing your business, man. So I'm doing my numbers. So you can Google your boy. Everything linked together. You understand me? I got videos. I got live performances. I got little clips. I got me just talking shit. Anything you want, I got it. So just holler at your boy.
All right, that's what it is. Now it is time for the combo, the hot topic of the night. Like, I put that shit out. People are like, yo, why you going to talk about that? But I got to. Should your partner's past encounters and endeavors be affecting the relationship? And so we're like, yo, what do you mean by that? I mean, like, fellas, if you bag a girl and, you know, y'all get, you know, semi-search, but you find out back in the day she was a hooker, or back in the day she was a stripper, is that a factor? So Nimrod, let me ask you.
Wow. Skip me. Nah, I'm only playing that. If I find out that somebody I bagged was a hooker and a stripper, I don't know.
I'm saying like was, like past tense, not doing it now, but she did it then, like years ago.
I mean, you gotta understand why she did it. If she was just doing it because she had to take care of business and she had to support herself, then I can't knock the hustle. You understand me? Because you know, as us growing up, we people have done worse. So if they did that to survive, nah, it won't bother me. You understand me? As long as they on the straight and narrow now. So it won't bother me. You ain't gonna hook and strip while you with me. So, I don't give a shit if I'm able to pay for it or not. You ain't gonna hook and strip while you with me. So, but if they did that before, then you know they did what they had to do to survive, man. It's cold on them streets right now. You know what I'm saying? Economy bad. So,
all right, we got Lady Still. She's ready. She's ready to get back in, and she's ready to drop some knowledge on the situation. Lady Still, what are your thoughts? Should your partner's past encounters and endeavors be a factor in the relationship?
They're going to be. Your past helped set the stage for what will come. It definitely has to be brought up. And certain things are deal breakers, and some things you can work through. But yes, your past does play a part. It's going to let you know what to look out for. And you know, what may be a white flag versus a red flag. So, yeah, it's going to count.
So, say you meet a dude, go out a couple of dates and all that, but through some way you know somebody from his neighborhood, or you know somebody he used to work with or go to school with, and you find out, like, maybe a month or so before y'all met, he was a Chippendales dancer. He's one of those dancing bear dudes.
Information, that's intel I'm going to pull from you probably on the first date. Now, if you go out of your way to hide it from me, then, you know, it's a deal breaker. What the fuck are you hiding from?
Well, other than that, like, the fact that he's hiding is just the fact that,
first,
you know,
I check people that I date anyway.
Like, what did you used to do? I dance. Like, you ask him what you used to do, and he goes, I dance. That's not really keeping it from me because he didn't lie. He did dance at some point.
Okay, but do you think that someone like Lady Still is going to accept I dance as an answer? What do you do? Do you ballet? Are you a stripper? Like, what kind of dance? I dig in that.
She did not say that. She said, if you ballet.
I mean, no, shit.
You
have
to
male
ballet.
Arena.
If he was in the tutu,
hold on. There's the smart guy, man. What are you weighing on this, man?
Honestly speaking, though, man, like, that's, like, a lot of times, though, I don't even fucking bring it up, though, man. I don't judge. Like, I mean, if she came out and said to me, it's like, yo, listen, I stripped to fucking pay for college and shit like that. But, like, she's whatever, that's a fucking closed chapter in her life. Whatever, I'm not going to fucking judge her. I'm guilty of some fucking bad shit, too. I got plenty of skeletons in my closet, so I'm not even going to fucking, there's no judgment coming from me.
It's about being honest, because if you can hide something from me once, then you can hide many things from me.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I want to interject that.
Okay, we got interjections now.
You saying he hiding from you. Like, that's like saying, like, listen, that's like saying at one point in time, like, and I'm just saying, I'm not saying that you are. That's like saying, oh, she was a dummy and she couldn't read, but she can read it right now. Like, see, he holds that against you for you being dumb then, but you're smart now.
No, but I reserve the right to tell you, me not being able to read and write at one time may have something to do with why I don't process information a certain way now. Like, it's not about...
But what if you're good and you do process information now and you're straight, you're on a narrow path, you can read, you can read your baby.
There are certain things you can slide with. There are certain things you can't. I would not want to find out from a third party about your past behavior as far as dancing or sleeping with X, Y, and Z. I wouldn't want to find out from a third party. That's information you should tell me before the streets tell me. And second off, like I said, I'm one of the few out there, but I don't trust people like that. I do check on everyone that I talk to. First, to make sure you exist, and second off, to make sure that you exist under the right name you've given me. I don't play that.
You don't trust nobody. Okay.
Not really, because
it's one of them. If you're dating Lady Steel, you better be ready to fork over that damn password, son.
No, not even.
Credit report. You want to see your arrest record if you got one.
And my uncle
believe me,
I know my wife is running.
All right, hold on. We got. You know, we coach. We got more people in the building. Tech Guy J, man, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think for everybody, it's always a matter of personal choice. But, you know, depends on what it is. If you think you can get over it and you try, by all means, you're a bigger person for it. Now, tripping is one thing. Tripping in the past, that's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I've been to a strip club before. What's so wrong with that? You need to go to school for what? But now hooking, that's a whole of a different color. Like, I don't see myself being like, oh, nah, it don't matter if she was a hooker, baby. That's never going to happen.
So you went and dated a chick who was a hooker back, maybe last year. Like, you met a chick last year, but she ain't been hooking. But she ain't been hooking since 2011 started. So you ain't giving that time a day.
You guys get, run into the problems you do. Like, you don't take things seriously. Like, I noticed a lot of you are willing to let stuff slide because you're focusing on the wrong thing. It's not about judging the person based on their past. It's about honesty. If you cannot fucking be upfront about something now, how can you expect them to be upfront in a relationship, period?
Okay, so I got to try to get Lady Steel some backup. I just meant like the male to female ratio. Now look, see, you know, then I'll tell you guys she'd be in rare form tonight.
I'm not drunk, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, it really doesn't, unless you are going for a career in politics, then it really doesn't matter.
Thank you. It really doesn't matter.
What happened before you has nothing to do with you now. That was then. This is now. If you like a person, you know, for how they are, how they doing and conducting themselves, then like them for that. Whatever was in the past is the past. You have no control over it, regardless of what you think about it. It's not going to change it anyway. So let sleeping dogs lie. It is what it was.
Right. So because someone was a convicted rapist in the past, I should overlook that.
Well, you know if you're going to say if the person was a convicted rapist, then let's just make sure that the person wasn't convicted in one of them Bible Belt towns where she was 17 and he was 21 and that was considered rape. Yeah, if we're talking a person that brutally raped and murdered a 5-year-old kid, then, I mean, come on, that's just obvious. I think nobody up here would want to deal with someone like that. And in all reality, if you're meeting people like that, if you're surrounded by people like
that, you don't know,
I think there's
because
a problem,
everybody
with
should,
you
know?
Because, listen, it ain't no way you're not going to know you're dealing with a convicted rapist of child molester, pedophile.
Don't know that they're dealing with rapists.
There's no hiding that shit.
But
and to do something like that, they ask you to be on the street anyway, you know?
No, you're not going to know. That's all victims to God. They don't walk around with signs.
Well, you know, if that's the case, then you're taking your chance with anybody and everybody you meet on a daily basis. You just don't know. So I guess the cure to that would be to not meet people, to not date, not bother. This way you avoid problems like that. Other than that, you really don't have
to make
a way
sure that you get information about the people you are around and pay attention to what's given. There's a lot of cases where if people would just listen or take the time out to ask the appropriate questions, they would have the answers and they wouldn't be in certain scenarios.
Right.
It's about being responsible and not being reckless.
I don't know, but everybody has a representative.
Hold on, because Angie wants to say something. Her hand is waving and it's raising all crazy.
Yeah, because I'm going to weigh in. You did ask me to come and be part of this segment.
Yes, yes,
so what
yes,
I'm going to
yes.
do is I'm going to weigh in on this, and it's getting a little late. I have church tomorrow, and I know this is not promo time, but I want to just get out a little bit of my promos, weigh in on this, and then I'm going to say goodbye. You can follow me on Twitter, Angie's World 1. Please follow DJ Absolute One. Please follow Take This Serious at Take This Serious. And please log on daily to TakeThisSerious.com for your everyday entertainment needs. Okay, now that I'm done spamming, after getting that out the way, sorry, New York, I just want to let y'all know, you know, how to contact me, how to contact my crew. And this is what I have to say about the situation. Everyone in the world sins. God, this is how I feel. You know, God forgives all of us for our sins. Nobody's better than the next person. Everyone's equal in God's eyes. If this person, girl or boy, whatever the case is, was stripping back then and they're a changed person now and they're God-fearing, because if they're not God-fearing, I'm not going to be dating them. They have to be God-fearing. If they're God-fearing and they changed their life and this is what they did in the past, then I'm going to give them a chance.
Hallelujah.
That's just how
Hallelujah.
I feel.
So, thank you for being on the check-in.
Thank you so
Have
much. At Andrew's World 1, at DJ Absolute 1, at Take This Serious, and TakeThisSerious.com. Congratulations to Nimrod. Thank you, Brooklyn Black and Ebony, for having me on the show. Thank you, everybody, and have a good time. And I appreciate
thank
you
for coming. Hold on for you, me sending all that stuff to Nimrod, man, because I need to follow you at Nimrod 005 on Twitter. So send me all that. I want to follow you, all right?
Okay, no doubt. Brooklyn Black, you know, you have all my information. Just put him on Twitter, and we'll retweet each other and talk via Twitter, and everybody will just be one big group chat. And, you know, y'all been great. And sorry that I had to, like, interrupt this, but I got to make it to
it's
church
so
in the morning.
So will I good, Andy. I'll holler at you.
All right, I will. All right.
Again, I will say for the time
okay,
that it doesn't matter what it is. I'm not saying I won't give the person a chance. I'm not judging them. They just have to be upfront about what it is. And to a certain degree, what you do in the past does your future. You know, you have a lot of women. Most women have gone through a whore phase or something close to it. A lot of women.
Why women always got to go through stuff? Why can't men go through things?
Who said that you couldn't? Speaking from a woman's point of view, because that's what I am. I wasn't born with a dick, so I'm trying to speak on what I know.
Right. Because I hear a lot of that. Women be like, well, I've been cheated on, I've been hurt, I've been this. Men get hurt and cheated on, too.
Yeah, but y'all deal with it differently. You deal with your pain by fucking the next chick and disregarding her past.
That's not true. That's not true.
In every case. So please do not say that I said all in all cases. I said more than likely, though.
Women do the same thing, too. When they get cheated on her, they go find the next dick and go jump on.
Find the next dick to fall in love
with.
Over
the old dick. Now, fellas on the check, and let me ask you, and then I'm going to try to find the inverse so I can ask the ladies. Now. You meet a lady at the club, whatever, you know, she's from, I don't know, Hollis. You're from Brooklyn, all right? And, you know, she's always coming out to see you, all right? She's always coming out to see you, or she meet you in Manhattan, whatever, but you never go to her hood, all right? One day you go to her hood. She's going to find out she was the town bus down, you know, she was the town doorknob. But you walk through a block, snuggled arm in arm and shit, and you wonder why the niggas are looking at you sideways, thinking they're gonna rob you, but they laughing at you. Are you ending it after that?
It depends.
Of course not. He doesn't judge.
Nah, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not true. We do.
Just saying.
Don't get it twisted. But it depends, like, it depends on a lot. If me and her are already deep in the situation and the snap is good and she ain't cheating on me, I ain't believing that shit. It's hard to find good snapper nowadays in a good woman.
Good snapper. New terminology. Yo, let's get that on Twitter, pal. Good snapper. Good snapper. Let's get that going. Let's get that trending topic going. All right, so let's see.
In that scenario, you don't find it alarming simply because you've never been to her hood. Like, that's more than likely something that was done on purpose so that you wouldn't discover that? Like, that's not alarming to you? It doesn't...
I don't want to go to her hood. I wear a lot of jewelry, so... You know, I don't need to go to your hood. You can come to my house. I'm comfortable. I got the flat screen. But I mean like this. I don't know. I mean, maybe she changed. She changed, so she's not that way no more. And she knows if you go to her hood, they're going to tell you about how she used to be. People going to laugh about it. And she don't want to be that way no more.
Called being an adult. That's why you face up, you fess up, you say X, Y, and Z. If you're with someone who is also an adult, then you should be able to say, you know what, baby,
you've been hurt.
Person than I was before, X, Y, and Z happen, and, you know, niggas be hating.
I want to meet the guy that
fellas, you're on a date with your girl, first date with the girl, and she goes, oh, back in the day, I got about
that
a lot.
That don't have to be first date material, but you get the shit out before you're confronted with it. It shouldn't
have to
take an incident for you to get it out. That's the point.
So like I said, fellas, Nimrod, smart guy, tech guy, if you guys understand, you heard her say, yeah, I used to be the town bus down, you know, or, you know, she got around or whatever, whatever. Are you getting up from the table, walking away, you're going to be like, oh, well, that's okay, as long as you're not like that now, are you guys doing that?
Nah, I'm honest with you. She said she used to be the town jump off, and she looked right.
It's all about
you.
The good stuff.
Yeah, because we ain't in no relationship. And listen, if we out to dinner, that means I'm not in a relationship with nobody. I don't care about what you in. And you tell me that you used to be in a situation, like, I don't even want to know. It's like, check, please. You going back to my place.
So
and then, after I'm done, I'm going to look you in your face and tell you you feel more comfortable in your own bed.
Wow.
I'm being honest.
That's crazy.
I'm being honest. You're not going to sit here on the first date and tell me that.
Man.
You're not going to tell me that on the first date.
That guy, you heard that on the first date. What are you saying?
And this is on the first date? Well, first
date.
I got to applaud the straightforwardness because you're not finding out some shocking shit like a month or so down the line. But I don't know.
How often do you guys date? That's a more important question.
Well, we're not even talking about that right now. Hold on, what are you talking about? We're not even going there right now. Hold on.
Because it plays a big part in this conversation. Why do you think I asked it? It's not random. I don't have Tourette's.
I want to know the guy that made you mad and pissed you off and treated you bad.
You need to read my blog. You'll see my beef with so-called men. But seriously, how often do you guys really date?
Whoa. So-called.
I'm married.
Huh?
I'm engaged.
The more power, and I hope that you honor it. I hope that you take care of your responsibilities.
Now, he's one of those stand-up dudes. He's on the straight and narrow. So if he says he's in that, that's what he's doing. So shout out to you, smart guy, on your engagement and all of that. Wish you all the best. Send me a wedding invite. And I'll be there.
What you guys fail to understand is if you think being a man is easy, you're doing it wrong. It's supposed to be fucking hard, period.
What, being a man?
Yes.
Why is it supposed to be hard?
Because there's a lot of responsibility. It's not supposed to be a breeze or a smooth ride.
Let me get in on this, okay?
I'm going to answer this one,
because y'all got me fired up right now, okay? First of all, being a man is a rite of passage, not an age bracket, okay? It's not an age bracket, okay?
Never said it was an age bracket.
The reason why being a good man for me is easy, though, because I don't have to talk myself into making the right decisions. Okay, usually the good decisions you make are the ones you have to talk. The decisions you're supposed to make as a good man, as a man of substance, a man of principle, usually you don't have to talk yourself into them, though. It just hits you right in the face. I mean, so it shouldn't be hard, okay? I mean, you're going to go through some things, though, but let's face it. I mean, if you have conviction, if you stick to your guns, if you if you don't fucking falter, I mean, then you know something, that's just enough what you need to get through it.
Sticking to your guns is not an easy task. That's what I'm saying. It's not
that's
meant
not,
to be free. You're supposed
that's
to go
not
through.
True. It's hundreds and thousands of men out there that's with one woman. They happy. They married, or they just date one woman. I have plenty of friends that do that. And
I
then,
say that
and
they're
then,
what? Like, are you guys hearing something different come out of my mouth than what I'm speaking?
No, but you're saying it's hard. It's not hard. It's very easy. You only
okay,
stay cool with your options. You know what you're doing. Yeah, you only
yes.
stay cool with your options.
Most don't.
Okay, well, we just accept those are men.
Okay,
those
and there's of you on this line that do as opposed to how many that don't?
Okay, but
well,
right now,
don't,
I don't know if I like that because you want to know why women do the same thing men do.
Women
they
are horrible.
Everything.
We are scandalous, but you know what? What is a man's job?
What is a man's job? You said what is a man's job? To take care of his responsibilities.
I'm sorry?
A man's job is to take care of his responsibilities. If he has a wife and a child, those are his responsibilities. And those are the people that he answers to. You don't go outside of that circle.
And so many wives and daughters are running amok because a lot of men are not doing their jobs.
You can't blame a man for men. Wait a minute. Whoa. You can't blame a man for a woman running amok. You understand me? We don't control y'all.
You
can't control me. You ain't the boss of me.
You know, it's not about control, but there's a difference between the men of yesterday and the men of today. Like, the authority
of yesterday would go up past your fucking head. you know what I hate? You know what I hate? When you ask a woman why you a whore, she'd be like, he made me that way. How did he make you into a whore? That doesn't make sense to me.
True.
Okay.
Like,
so pretty much, a man, he knows what he has to do, and that's why, because during his life, he was groomed that way. He was groomed to take his responsibilities. He was geared to handle his business. He was geared to do things as a man should coming up. So when it came to being a man, it was an easy, simple transition. That's a man. Now, maybe... Some of the motherfuckers that these women are dealing with, these are dudes who just figured they men since they hit 18, and they got hair on their face, hair on their balls, and then they assume they men, so they figure they can do man shit. Those aren't men. Okay? Those are just big-ass boys. All right? So we got to separate that difference. We're talking man, woman, all right? You know, woman who has her responsibilities, does whatever, whatever, and man who has all his responsibilities. First date, woman goes, hey, I used to be in a block jump off. Because right now, all I got in the room are men. So I'm asking the men, what would they do? All right, but call us up 347-857-4302. You guys want to get on air, press the number one on your phone. We got them right in the building, our special guest artist. If you're calling in the room, like I said, he done set the bar already. Like, he already retired me, and I ain't even finished my first track yet. All right? Come on.
So, you
gotta
get on the
track with your boy.
Fuck, I get on there and talk shit, you know, I'll bring the yeah, straight to your track. call us up, but right now we're talking if the past encounters and endeavors, or should they be a factor in the relationship? And like I said, your partners, I didn't say your girlfriends, I didn't say boyfriends, I'm making it general for everybody, all right? So if you want to get in here, like I said, 347-857-4302. Press the one on your phone. We're going to go into the last track of the night. Then we're going to come back, wrap things up. Everybody's going to give all the info. And also, I'm going to throw you guys a new contest trivia question. I'm throwing you guys a brand new one. All right? So we'll be right back. Check this joint out. I'm ill. Dave CFC in the building. Shout out to him. Shout out to the Bronx. And we'll be right back on Pre-Game Radio.
I'm ill. 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 the realest nigga. Hip hop future, it's me, go figure. Y'all needed something new, so I came through with the medicine. Got a dope flow, runs on to kill an elephant. Got the potency of a scorpion on my nemesis. Tired of rap that keeps distorting my intelligence. Better step it up, give it up, or look the other way. I placed hip hop in a coma. Woke him up today, been living a miracle. Spiritual individual, fitting lyrical syllables. My condition is critical, career's at its pinnacle. Now it's time that I finish you. Pull it to the head, execution inside the living room. This be your conditional love, or the ridicule. They told me do it for the world, cause the world's feeling you.
I'm ill.
I'm a triumph, if not, this all a riot. Imagination first, but now it's like a curse. All these rap crash dummies, now the situation's worse. Now I never get a deal, fuck it, this how I work. Recording how I feel, how I live on every verse. If you like it, then you take it. If you love it, then embrace it. I keep it real, allergic to that fake shit. This is something sacred. Hip-hop for me is amazing. You get your voice heard through the nation. Yes, it's my first love, ever since we first hugged. Think it's the music, considered it my first drug. Holy matrimony, never think I would divorce her. Step two was part, till then, I'm the enforcer.
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill.
Yes, that was Days GSD in the building where I'm ill, track of the night. I know we got a little bit more time left, so we're going to keep this going a little bit further. We got Nimrod in the building representing Valentine and all that good stuff. Featured artist of the night, man, across the board, all three tracks, all-star, five stars, round of applause, standing ovations, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we got him live on the check-in. You know, he's giving his perspective, you know what I'm saying? And it's real when the music artists, they come in and they actually contribute and they want to sit on a conversation. Most times they call in, they want to drop their tracks, do their shout-outs, bust four bars and split. You know what I mean? So, mad props to you for hanging with us, rocking with us. Also, shout out to the homie Days. He rocked with us, too, when we had our
special.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's all well and good. But now we're back. The conversation at hand, should that factor of the past and countless matter. Now, I did the inverse. Ladies, ladies still, any more ladies in the room, press one of your phones, we'll get you on air. First date, stand at table. Homeboy says, hey, yo, I fucked all the girls on my block. You know, I got them out in the neighborhood. You stay there or what? Ladies still, your thoughts?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said it. Say the world in reverse. You're on first date with a man, and he tells you, you know, he was the town gigolo, so to say.
I don't like that. Like, I've been in situations where, like, let's say I'm at work, and not necessarily a coworker, but like another local business around the way, pretty much. Like the guy trying to talk to me, and then I find out that he's pretty much dicked down the whole of 52nd and Madison Avenue. Like, I'm not
he's
in for that.
Busy.
Huh?
He's been busy.
Yeah, a little bit. But I'm not trying to be another notch. That's something where now, okay, I have the information. It's not like he's the one, because I've been in situations too where guys will pull me into the side and he'll be like, you know, I've done X, Y, and Z, but I'm really feeling you, yada, yada, yada. Whatever, it may be G, but at least he, you know, put it out there. So it's not like I'm going to have to rely on someone else whispering in my ear. You understand? Like, to me, that's what will make the difference between if you come to me, because if you try to hide it, then you know that you've done something wrong or you feel that you've done something wrong. If you are not afraid to put it out there, then you know that you're putting it out there because either A, you don't think that you did wrong, or B, you think that you did wrong, but you're beyond that. That's the difference. That's how I recognize who I'm going to mess with versus who I'm not by your actions.
Okay, so Abby, you're on a first date. Man says that to you. Are you getting up or you try like, oh, well, that's okay.
Well, I would hope after all of that he would have had some experience. Real talk.
What kind of experience?
I mean, do you still live on the same block, son? I mean, you still live on that block? Like, if I come with you, all the chicks is going to be saying what's up to you and all that other shit and giving me
yep.
Ah.
Yeah,
we're
going
to walk
around. They're like, hey, Jerry.
You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, then we can't really rock like that. And, you know, and not only that, there's a health issue. You know, if you community cop, there's a health issue there. There's a health issue there. Now you got to take a test. Now you got to be tested. Now you got to
make sure you study.
Real talks. I mean, no, I can't. I'm not going to fault him for doing that. I mean, hey, if there's, you know, he was doing his thing and they was helping him, then, you know, rock out with your cock out by all means. But come to deal
wow.
with me, nah, I just can't. You, nah. Nah,
what
you gotta get tested. You can't even kiss me goodnight. You dick? Not even on the
oh,
cheek.
Alright? Oh damn. So pretty much is it all pretty the thing based on the situation? Like, is that how we're taking it? Is based on situation?
Because each thing is unique. Each individual thing is unique. You know what I mean? You don't know what the motivation was or really what happened behind it. You just don't really know.
Like, if you
okay.
tell me you've been arrested for freaking child charges or you have a little blemish on your record, that may tell me that I probably don't want to have children with you or bring my children around you, whatever the case may be, until I feel comfortable. Like, I don't think you can ignore anyone's past.
What about this, though? I understand you can't ignore anyone's past, though, but what if, like, let's say he's got something in his past that he's just trying to forget. There was just some real bad shit. Like, I'll even throw myself under the bus and shit just for the sake of argument.
Don't do that.
no, but the thing is, I'm engaged right now, so it don't even matter, though. My chick knows my dark side, so it don't even matter. She met me when I was, like, in that fucking part of my life, though. I'm ex-military, though. I was part of a unit that had a list of people that we were supposed to capture or kill. We killed most of them. I'm a fucking be real on that. I'm used to bust fucking heads. But
I was married to a Marine. I know. I got you.
That's all right, though. You had to do, baby. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but I mean, there was some parts of me that even I almost got a kick out of it, man. It's fucking weird. And the thing is, though, I used to scare a lot of chicks off and shit. I mean, would you, after all that, though, would you blame me for trying to hide it, though, just because I was trying to, like, have a normal life? I mean, would you even hold that against me?
I wouldn't blame you for it, but I would still, that's something that I would still like to know, because in cases like that, you may be trying to forget it, right? But the human psyche is a fucking amazing thing. And years down the line, that shit may come back up again in some way, shape, or form. You may wild out, or you may start having, like, some fucking crazy nightmares, repressed memories, or whatever. That's something that is just good to make a note of. I wouldn't hold it against you. Even
I'm
if
still
I,
with.
Huh?
I'm still with.
To me, that's still important to be known.
I know, but, like, usually, I mean... But usually I've always, like, I mean, it's gotten to the point where, like, I used to, like, I mean, if I ever brought a girl home in my place or whatever, I used to just take my medals off the wall and everything because, like, I didn't even want to, like, I was kind of just dodging the question. It was just, like, too soon to even really bring it up. And,
yeah.
like, I mean, usually, like, I mean, it kind of scares people, though, man. I mean, the only reason why I'm with the girl I'm with now, though, is because we're friends for a real long time. As a matter of fact, though, she met me while I was still cross-training with SEAL Team 4 back in the fucking day. And, I mean, that's just like she knows that already. I don't have to hide that. I mean, but with everybody else, though, it's just like I can't catch a break sometimes.
I think, man, out of the bottom line of the situation, I think a person's past is their past, man. As long as they're not living in, as long as they're not doing what they was doing when they was before and they changed, I just think their past is their past. And I think a person has that right to keep their past to themselves. As long as they're not doing what they used to do and it's not nothing that's going to come and destroy their future, then I just think their past should be their past, man. Especially if they change and they're not the same person.
Say that it won't come back up in the future. That was my point. Like, not to say that it's you directly, like particular or whatever, but I've been around a lot of people that have went, like, overseas. I was married to a military guy or whatever, too. And on the base I was staying in, period, you know how many came back home and went straight, you know, good, trying to forget about their war days, and then later on down the line murder their whole fucking family because it goes all the way back to that, you know? It's another case of, like, there's nothing wrong with being informed.
Yeah, but that comes later, though. Like, if she was a hoe, then just, like, it just was a hoe.
I mean, I think there should be some type of, I think there really should be, like, I mean, some type of waiting period before you go out and just fucking just throw that in somebody's face out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You really got to kind of ease into that kind of past as you're really getting to know
somebody. I have past situations where a girl was a hoe, and I didn't know she was, like, you would never tell. So church, quiet, formal, but this bitch messed with everybody. But you couldn't, you would never tell. But that means is that, and I had this, like, damn. Your list is kind of long. You know, like, it's just like, you know, if you can't tell them they changed and let them, you know, some people just want to hide it because, you know, they probably were going through something.
You don't find it. I don't know. I'm the type of person, I'm open. I'm not saying I'm going to give you my life story on a first date, but I'm going to make it a point so that you could get familiar with me, so that you know who
Alex
is.
That comes in time, though. That comes in time.
But for every scenario, there should be a certain amount of time to where you come forward and the person doesn't receive the information from somewhere else.
Yeah, well, it's going. You know what I say? It's always going to be somebody that says something about somebody else because it's a small world and everybody know everybody. So it's just like it comes in time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if they'll let y'all, like, if you growing that big, listen, if you getting that big with that person and things is coming like that, then they're going to let you know and the things you're going to find out. But if you love that person and things worked out already, it really doesn't matter. Now, if it's just somebody you fucking, then, you know, then it matters.
I don't know.
It all depends on the situation, though. As long as they're not trying to kill you or molest you, as long as they're not trying to get crazy on you and, you know, stab you with a pitchfork, you're all right, man. All that other shit don't matter.
Yeah, you say in most cases where they are trying to kill you or molest you, it's little shit that could have been a warning before that adds up. Like, in almost every case of a massacre or a fucking serial rapist or whatever the case may be, there were warning signs that were ignored.
All right. It wasn't a warning sign for Dama. That nigga just started eating people for real. Some people,
you know, they never found the penises of the male dudes? They never found the penises of his male victims?
Yeah.
You know what he said to the investigators?
But we are getting near that time, so we're going to get all the info out. Nimrod, let the people know once again your Twitter, your Facebook, because I can't find you. Try to find you on Facebook, and that was null and void. So let us know again how to find you on Facebook, find you on Twitter,
on
your
my
next
Facebook,
showcase, and all that good stuff.
All right, on my Facebook, it's NimrodValentine.com. Nimrod Valentine on my Facebook. My Twitter is Nimrod005. Google your boy, Nimrod, NYM/ROD. KGMusicGroup.com. I'm on that. Next showcase coming up. We're going to be in LA in March. So check for your boy. Besides that, the album is coming, My Town. Check for that with the movie right behind it. We hope to have all that out by April. And we moving. By then, we should be signed in, locked in with Universal.
then I can take everybody out for lobster and shrimp. We have a good time.
So as soon as you put on Twitter, put on Facebook that the deal went through, you're going to see a retweet from me. Yo, what's good with the lobster and shrimp, homie?
Listen, I got all y'all, man. I wanna shout out my management team, Team Incredible, you know, Cal Cognac, Black Lotto, Craig Herron, you know what I'm saying, soon to be, you know, Sean Davis, Reptime Radio, Real Time Studios, KG Leisure Group, All or Nothing DVD. Shout out to Miss New Shoes, you know, she's part of the situation now. Big help. That's it, man. If I'm forgetting anybody, man, I love y'all, man.
If
he's
forgetting anybody, man, forgive him, man. He got a lot of people that he worked with, man. Forgive the man.
A lot of people forgot you, but go ahead and forget you, man. Shout out to y'all for having me tonight, man. Yes. I don't even know what to say, but I'm glad I met y'all. We all family now, so, you know, anything I do, I'm going to shout y'all out all day long. I'll have my people come check y'all all the time. And we here, man.
Everybody just talking about to flood your timeline, my dude. I'm about to flood your timeline.
All right, baby.
All right. So you guys already know, check me out at Brooklyn Black, all one word, Facebook, Brooklyn Black. Twitter, like I said, at Brooklyn Black. Also, follow the account for the show. That's pregame_radio. All right, so definitely check that out for up-to-date. News about the show, upcoming guests, upcoming free game appearances, and all that good stuff. So definitely check that account. Also, follow the pregame admins who aren't even here, the real Tasha B, Blaze Dree. Check him out. Hope him in the building. I see you, Saeed Al-Sabab. Big shout-out to him. Dave's a smart guy, man. What's up? You got any shout-outs you want to get out? Put your Twitter, your Facebook, or whatever?
Yo. Twitter, get at me at RogueWarrior187. Facebook, www.facebook.com, /TheOriginalLooseCannon. And I have my radio show coming out February 1st. That was going to be on a Tuesday night. Ain't going to be too late. I've been really just trying to get everything together in regards to what's going on with, like, I mean, between, like, the whole healthcare issue. I mean, I'm going to tackle a bunch of other stuff, though. I mean, I'm not going to throw my personal political views in there. It's going to be completely nonpartisan, and I'm going to clear the air as to a lot of shit that's going on, though, because, I mean, a lot's getting said, but nothing's getting heard. I mean, it's just, like, so much shit. I mean, it's just... Like, with what goes on in politics, though, the average person doesn't understand the bullshit that's going on Capitol Hill. And I think the most dangerous weapon that we need to actually use against these crooked-ass politicians is to be informed. I mean, the absolute worst enemy of a fucked-up politician is an informed voter. I mean, because, I mean, you can't bullshit them. I mean, I'm just trying to get people educated, man. I mean, it's getting to that point where, I mean, some too much fucked up shit's going on. I'm sick of it. Like, I mean, so, I mean, instead of trying to go crazy.
Before we get the next round of shout-outs out, like I said before, I have a new contest trivia question. Whoever answers the question correctly, you can call us up at the show when we broadcast or hit us up on the pregame radio Facebook page. Or hit me up on Twitter. If you do it on Twitter, just put #ContestTrivia. The question is, the show Family Matters, Laura Winslow had a friend named Maxine, played by actress Jerry Johnson. Of course, I played her job earlier. Question is, what was Maxine's last name? All right. What was Maxine's last name on Family Matters?
Big boy, Judy.
Staff for pregame radio are not eligible. Winner is tickets for two to the Laughs Lounge in Manhattan. I'm still debating if I should throw a MetroCard in there. I'll be 21 and over because this club does have the 2-drink minimum. So, like I said, on Twitter, you can at me at Brooklyn Black. Just put #ContestTrivia with your answer. And, yes, I have Charlie Johnson on deck to verify and authenticate the correct answer. So, hit me up, and we'll get you good. Now, ladies, still, let's let the people know about
behind the steel and how they can reach you and everything like that before we get out of here?
Twitter is at Lady Steele, LadySteele, and Facebook.com/LadySteele0730 and LadySteele013.wordpress.com, and my domain will be coming.
All right, that's what's up. Jay, you got some info to throw out for the people, man?
Well, you already know my Twitter is Dark Ichigo. That's I-C-H-I-G-O with a Japanese. I also just happen to run the Sprint store on the Grand Concourse, 2450 Grand Concourse. We got your phones if you need them. We got the hookup. Good credit, bad credit, no credit. I got you.
That's what's up. Also, come, yo, if you want to boost mobile phone, come see me, 1144 Fulton Street between Franklin and Bedford. Mention Pregame Radio and get half off your accessory with purchase of a phone. And you don't need credit. You don't need a contract at my store. So definitely come check me out. Come holler at me. Say what's up. Before we get up out of here, I want to thank the homie Nimrod for stopping through. Nimrod, yo, much success. Best of luck, man. You got this shit. I don't even need to wish you luck because this shit's already in the bag for you, homie. Like I said, good looking out on the check-in. Ebony, Jay, David Smart, got Lady Steele. Thank you calling in. I love y'all. Tune in next week, of course. And we're going to have the same mayhem, the same music and all that. So remember, follow all the pages. We'll follow back. We'll holler at you. You know, we're not all casino and stuff. We do talk back to anybody who asks us. So, anybody have a good time? Oh, also check Ev's Twitter. That's EBAHAIZASMOKA. Ev, a hazer smoker. Alright, that's also like her Japanese. So, definitely check her out. And we get ready to get up out of here. But, before I do, like I said, I still just want to thank anybody.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Alright, so Pregame Radio has been gaining a lot of momentum, you know what I'm saying? We're getting attention, we're getting the attention of a lot of other people, so there's a lot of big things in the works. So I just want to thank everybody for making Pregame Radio where it is, you know, because without y'all, I wouldn't be here. None of the people here would be here. I wouldn't be able to showcase the artists that I showcase. So thank you, and I'm just really stripping down an ordinary guy with extraordinary company. That's why I'm able to do this. So I want to thank everybody who was on the check-in. Be on the lookout for Dan the Smart Guy, host of the Rundown, start February 1st. Let's see, Ev's Cheesecakes, Ebony, right at yahoo.com. Place your order, for your pregame radio. Get 10% off your purchase. It's just a whole bunch of stuff going on, but definitely please check out Lady Steele's blog, Flatbush Behind the Steel, WordPress.com. But we about to get out of here. Hope you guys have fun, because I had a motherfucking ball. You dig what I'm saying? And I'll see y'all next week. We up out of here. Peace.
Peace.
All right.